Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, helping businesses work smarter, not harder, to help deliver customer experiences across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
Prenatal care is critical for a healthy pregnancy, and yet as many as half of Native American women living in rural California counties aren't seen by an obstetrician during their first trimester. Indian health advocates say getting out and talking to pregnant women is key to reversing that trend. Shuka Kalantari has the story.
27-year-old Tony Batega is listening to her baby's heartbeat.
Oh, I'm good. I got it.
Batega's nurse, Linda Lone, is giving her a sonogram. It's part of her regular checkup at the Round Valley Indian Health Center. Batega is a member of the Yuki tribe in Covelo, a small rural town in Mendocino County. She's 6 months pregnant with her second child and says she feels prepared for the birth. Unlike her first pregnancy, she says she didn't find out about that one until she was 8.5 months pregnant.
I was really concerned because I know that you have to go to the doctor every month when you're pregnant for 9 months and do blood work and stuff, and I didn't do any of that.
Batega says she didn't know she was pregnant because she had irregular periods and was overweight. When she did find out, Lone sent her to the hospital in Ukiah. To get to Ukiah from Covelo, you have to drive 1.5 hours along a windy mountain road where signs warn of rock slides. Batega says her biggest fear during her first pregnancy was that she wouldn't make it to the hospital in time to have her baby.
I was scared. I was scared to be pregnant at the time, but traveling back and forth was kind of hard. I didn't have a job at the time, didn't have the money.
When she did get to the hospital, the doctors told her she had gestational diabetes, putting her baby's life in danger. They ordered an emergency cesarean section the next day. This time around, Batega says she's getting the right prenatal care.
So how frequently are you going to the OB doctor now?
Once a month. So.
Round Valley Indian Health Center is the only clinic in town. But Lone says it's still too small to attract specialists like OBGYNs. She says that for some of her patients, the clinic is the only care they get until they go into labor and drive to the hospital in Ukiah.
It's 1.5 hours away, and with the prices of gas, people choose to buy their groceries here in town rather than drive out of town and spend $25 in a round trip going to an appointment.
A third of American Indian women in California don't get any prenatal care during their first trimester. In Mendocino County, where Batega lives, over half of the Native women don't get any care in that time period. Lone says this is often because they don't know they're pregnant.
Some of the gals come in, they want birth control, and we do pregnancy tests before the birth control and find out that they're pregnant.
Patricia Lavalas Howe runs the American Indian Infant Health Initiative at the California Department of Public Health. The federally funded program trains community health workers to visit at-risk moms in 5 counties, not including Mendocino. Lavalas Howe says these home visitors are usually tribal members and have the trust of their community.
Often home visitors know that someone is pregnant before that person, you know, comes into the clinic and actually takes a pregnancy test.
The outreach workers teach at-risk moms that consistent care means healthy babies. Lavalas Howe says one way of measuring if a population is getting good prenatal care is by looking at the number of infant deaths in a community. But she says for Native American babies, it's hard to get the right count.
When a child is born Native American and they die, the records are reflecting that many of them are Hispanic or they're placed under other. So we're not getting an accurate count.
Studies show that American Indian infant and child deaths may be 3 to 4 times higher than reported on state death certificates. Lavalas Howe says without the right numbers on infant mortality rates, there is no way to accurately quantify the effects of poor prenatal care. And that means no additional money to get the message out to women like Tony Batega in Mendocino. For Health Dialogues, I'm Shuka Kalantari.